neighbourhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Well, it's great generosity towards helping feed fellow KZN families this festive season.
1 million rand!
The Big Favour Telethon has reached the 1 million rand milestone. The East Coast Radio Big Favour Season of Sharing campaign is taking place at the Pick and Pay Hyper by the Sea in Durban North. Pledges are being made and walking donations are also welcome. Three nurses from Appelsbosch Hospital in central KZN are being investigated for alleged fraud. The trio is believed to have taken out insurance policies on a patient that died. Nduduzo Mbata's family says the action was done without their consent. They've opened a criminal case against the health workers. KZN Health spokesperson Nati Uolifan says the nurses have denied the allegations.
They were then instructed to submit written statements but refused to do so. The nurses subsequently submitted a 24-hour resignation. Due to the seriousness of the matter, the department has referred the matter to the Special Investigating Unit for a full investigation while the SAPS conducts the criminal probe. The department is cooperating fully with all authorities and will not comment further.
Eskom says the National Nuclear Regulator has given the green light for a 20-year license extension for Coburg Nuclear Power Station Unit 2. It allows the plant to operate the unit until November 2045. Eskom's Daphne Mogwena says the approval is a significant step in strengthening South Africa's long-term energy security.
Coburg Nuclear Power Station Unit 2, currently contributing 946 megawatts to the national grid, has demonstrated exceptional reliability by operating at 100% energy availability factor for 241 consecutive days this year. Critical role in supporting South Africa's electricity supply.
And French police have arrested four people over protests that disrupted a concert by Israel's National Orchestra in Paris. Several spectators who had bought tickets repeatedly interrupted the event last night. On two occasions, the individuals set off smoke in the Paris Philharmonic Music Hall. The protesters were removed and the concert was allowed to resume peacefully. The Paris Philharmonic says it filed a complaint over the disruption, adding it deplores and strongly condemns the serious incidents that occurred. The visit by Israel's leading orchestra has drawn criticism from several groups ahead of the event over the war in Gaza. The top story this hour, the East Coast Radio Big Favour Season of Sharing Telethon that is being held at the Pick and Pay by the Sea Hyper in Durban North has crossed the 1 million rand mark. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.